Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 11 years. He's been joining us to talk to us about how to help us get smarter, about how we run our businesses. He's one of the top financial minds in our Brain Trust. He's been doing this for a long time. He's forgotten more about how to be successful in the marketplace than most of us will ever know. And he's our good friend, Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be back. Actually, at this stage of my life, I'm forgetting more and more.
I know what you mean. Sam, it's good to have you here. One of the things that I want you to help us with is helping small business owners in our audience, regardless of the stage of their ownership, wherever they are on the time continuum of ownership, from startup to divestiture, the constant challenge for every small business is access to capital, having enough capital. You know, the Blasingame's first law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. And I think you would probably would agree with that. And yep. So what I've been trying to talk about over the years is not just getting capital, but getting what I call smart capital, meaning it's capital from the right source applied to the right purpose, the right application. What do you think?
Well, I think first you've got two parts there. First, you need to get your capital from the right source, and that is like buying a shoe. You want it to fit your foot. You want your capital sources to fit the needs and size and stage of your mm-hmm. business development.
Mm-hmm.
And then within that, when you deploy it, when you go to get capital, you need to be able to assure your bank or your investor or your lending source what you're going to do with that. So you have to acquire it smart, and you have to use it smartly. There's the two sides.
Yeah, exactly. And let me give you an example, Sam, and this is something that I've talked about over the years, is if you have a restaurant and you need a piece of equipment, you want to put a deli cooler in your restaurant or whatever, and it's going to cost, $5,000, and you've got the cash to pay for it. Well, don't do that. This is a 25-year-old piece of equipment. Go to the bank, finance that for 3 years, and keep your $5,000 in case you need it for something else. Pay a little bit of interest and capitalize that. To me, that's smart capital as opposed to using your operating cash. Now, 20 years from now, if you've got lots of cash and you're doing great, then that's fine if you want to be debt-free. But use the capital in a smart way. What do you think?
Well, you want to use when you borrow money, you want to try to align the duration of what you're financing with the duration of the loan. So,
right.
If you're
mm-hmm.
buying long-term equipment, then to the extent that you're able, try to finance it long-term. In the way the banks look at your business, they think of short-term and long-term. Short-term being your financing inventories and receivables and less your payables. But the long term is your fixed capital, your equipment, your properties, and so forth. The long term, you need to finance with long term loans. The short term, they like you to borrow it short term, and actually, if you have seasonality, clean it up once a year for 30 or 60 days.
Right, or maybe more than once. Maybe a couple of times a year. You have two cycles. But and then the other side of that are the people who borrow money for current operating. And if you're doing that, that's when you're very close to being in peril. What do you think?
Well, I think I have a little different view on that, Jim. there's one thing. Let's say that you have accounts receivable and inventories that you need to finance. Every time you collect one account receivable, you're actually extending credit to your next customer, and that tends to be a fairly permanent level, even though it's turning over. And the same with inventory. You take in raw materials or your Insta, and then you generate products and you sell those products. And that inventory, you sell one, but you're replenishing it with another. So it turns out that working capital has a permanent nature to it, even though it in any individual item within it is short term.
But one thing I think
it is appropriate to borrow.
One thing I think you and I can agree on, though, is working capital for current operating, even when it's the right thing to do, it has a potential to be dangerous.
Because
any kind of leverage can be dangerous, folks. 22, right back with Sam Loeb. We're going to talk more about capitalizing your business after these minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.